Welcome back, Chad Hastie Show, News Talk 790 KFYO. Hope you're having a nice Friday morning. Open Line Friday here on the program, 770-5790, toll-free 1-800-687-0790. Yesterday, there was a press conference held by the West Texas Home Builders Association, and joining me in studio right now, the president of the West Texas Home Builders Association, Larry Driscoll, and welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Chad.
I appreciate you coming on today. You held a press conference yesterday, and it was a well put together a press conference by from what many have said, and you had a lot of people attend the press conference. But the issue that that you were discussing yesterday related to the ongoing campaigns for city council that are happening right now, correct?
Correct.
And it seems like to me, you've got a few candidates out there, two in particular, I think, that have been raising the most issue about the West Texas Home Builders Association, but basically accused y'all of being a big, bad special interest group that is out to buy votes in Lubbock, and you wanted to respond to that.
Well, you're right about that. The special interest, when I hear special interest used in conjunction with political activity, then I think, okay, we've got George Soros over here giving hundreds of millions to one side of the spectrum and making it difficult for the other side to compete. Mm-hmm. That's not the case in Lubbock. There's not hundreds of millions involved, and it's not one person, and the West Texas Home Builders Association has a political action committee, a PAC, and it's in terms of total dollars, not many dollars come into there, and they're carefully apportioned out to candidates who support the building industry and are forward-looking, and so that's really kind of, I think, what got us involved in being called a special interest group.
Have you been surprised at the reaction from some of the candidates and even some citizens out there?
I was, but it's because I'm a bit of a, you know, I build houses and I used to be in the Air Force and I've not run for office and, you know, and so I'm a bit of a neophyte in how it works. But I have, since the questions have arisen, I always said, okay, here's the way it works. A candidate who gets money thinks that you're just really good people and doing the right thing. The candidate who doesn't get money, his or her argument needs to be, well, they're a special interest group and they're operating against the best wishes of all the rest of us.
When y'all decide, West Texas Home Builders Association decide to give out money to individual candidates, who makes that decision? How's that decision formed?
There is a board of trustees, which is, you know, de facto the people who the builders who give money to the PAC. Mm-hmm. And the way it usually works is a candidate asks to meet with the trustees. And the trustees interview the candidate. And in my experience, they're going to meet with anybody who wants to meet. Mm-hmm. And then those same people who have given the money make the decision.
Right. Do you know how many candidates met with the board?
I do know. I think three candidates met with the board.
Okay. The candidates who, according to the AJ, according to their report, Jeff Griffith, Karen Gibson, Frank Gutierrez, all received donations from the West Texas Home Builders Association.
And they met with the board.
Okay, and those are the ones who met with the board. So no one else met with the board.
That's correct.
But they had the opportunity to.
They did. And in the prior cycle, which would have been 2 years ago, mm-hmm. more candidates met with the board, and I don't believe that everyone was given money by the board.
What interest, obviously, as West Texas Home Builders Association, and you hit on this a little bit earlier, that you want people who are going to be for development in the future of Lubbock. Does that mean development in only one area of town? What are you looking for when it comes to a candidate?
Well, let's talk about development just a little bit. As a builder, we'll go one step. As a home buyer, I'm going to decide based on whatever my individual criteria is where I want to live.
Right.
Do I want to live inside the loop? Do I want to live? Do I work at the Health Sciences Center and I want to live where I can ride my bicycle on a good day or something? Or do I want to live out away from downtown and then I work outside the loop and I want to live outside the loop? And so ultimately, the person that's going to end up with the new home or the remodeled home is going to decide where the money is spent on development.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you go working backwards, if the home buyer isn't interested in living there, and it has to be pretty clear before I go to the bank and borrow money to build a spec home that it's going to be a viable investment on my part and the bank's part, then as a home builder, I'm not going to buy a lot in that area. And probably the lot isn't going to be there because the developer is using the same thinking as the home buyer and the builder.
Right.
And so, but as a builder today, not as a president of the West Texas Home, if somebody comes to me and says, I would like, you know, I work at Tech and I would like to live on the north side of town. Happened to me 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Then I got with her and we found a lot on the north side of town, built her house, and she can get to work in 6 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And if she lived south of town, she can get to work in 16 or 26 minutes because Marcia Sharp. But,
right.
You know, so I'm going to build in whatever district in the city or in whatever area that people want me to build them a house in. And if you work that both directions to the developer and to the home buyer, then, yep, that's where development's going to take place.
Visiting with Larry Driscoll, he's president of West Texas Home Builders Association. One of the complaints that we've seen from other candidates who obviously did not receive money, they've been the ones who have also been complaining about the issue of money in politics. Some of them bring up the fact that, well, we can't keep developing, we can't keep building, and because it's hurting the core of the city. It's, you know, when maintenance comes into play, it's hurting the core of the city. Do you buy into that?
I do not. And I think you can show real clearly that if you look at new construction for the last 10 years through 2013 and then going back, according to the Central Appraisal District, there was $2.68 billion in new construction. Now, some of that may be commercial and some of it's multifamily and some of it's single family, but there's $2.6 billion. Well, that is a tremendous increase in the tax base for the entire city.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the development wasn't evenly spread, I'm sure, across every district, but the tax base goes into the general coffer.
Mm-hmm.
And the city gets more or less 50 cents out of each, more or less $2.50 on that money. It's a tremendous amount of money going into all of the taxing entities' budgets that wouldn't be there if none of that new development, new construction had taken place. And there's not that much attractive land where that home buyer or that business owner wants to live or build or set up his business, his or her business, if you don't cast a wider net than just central Lubbock or just southwest Lubbock. So if you start dividing it up like that, you're not going to end up with nearly as vibrant an economy and as progressive a city as we've had and hope to continue to have.
Can you hang out for one more segment?
You bet.
All right. We'll go ahead. We'll take the break. When we come back, we'll continue our visit. Larry Driscoll, president of the West Texas Home Builders Association.
I do not see power.
On the Chad Hastie Show, News Talk 790 KFYO. Thank you very much for tuning in. Visiting with Larry Driscoll, president of the West Texas Home Builders Association. There have been accusations thrown around that the contribution that the West Texas Home Builders Association will be buying votes. You've heard this, I'm sure. West Texas Home Builders Association, as a PAC, donated, I think, in total, $2,500 over three candidates. I believe that Jeff Griffith got $1,000, Frank Gutierrez got $1,000, Karen Gibson, $500.
That sounds right. That's substantially correct. I think that's probably exactly right.
What can you say to the folks out there who say, okay, you're trying to buy votes, you're trying to purchase city council members? What can you say out there to try to, you know, maybe ease their fears about a $1,000 contribution?
Well, I think look in terms of what it costs to run a campaign, even a local campaign like running for city council. It takes, you know, you need signs, you need some airtime, and you need money early on to make your candidacy viable until you have begun to attract some attention and get your story out and so on. And so, our members who gave money, who turned into that $2,500, are interested in candidates who are looking ahead and seeing what kind of decisions are going to have to be made at the city council level for Lubbock to continue to prosper.
Do you think the other candidates who did not receive contributions, are they not forward-thinking?
Well, you know, and I haven't heard nearly so much from them as I had from the people that I've talked to one-on-one and so on. Mm-hmm. And at this point, I think some of the other candidates have shown themselves to be less in favor of growth and continued development of the Lubbock economy than others. So that's where... what I think about that.
Before I let you go, and this will be the last question that I have before we take the break here. When it comes to the contributions, when it comes to growth, when it comes to development, maintaining what we have, you brought up the fact that continued development, continued growth brings in more tax money. It brings in more money to the Lubbock economy, and it brings more money into the city budget. Do you think that the West Texas Home Builders Association is really getting blamed for what some could say would be mismanagement of funds by the city when it comes to maintaining the city core?
I think that there are limited funds that the city has to use, obviously, to do what they need to do. I also think that when a new development goes in and is annexed into the city, then you've got brand new infrastructure that the developer paid for. Mm-hmm. And if you don't have that money going into the city coffers, where are you going to have the money to replace the old infrastructure that's been there 75 years and that the city's responsible for? You're going to have to get that money from somewhere else, and it's probably going to come from a change in the tax rate, higher taxes, or some other levy on that area of town. And so new development is not at the expense of existing facilities.
Larry Driscoll, president, West Texas Home Builders Association, appreciate your time today.
Thank you, Chad.